Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A man has been sentenced in a 2014 murder case. 21-year-old Rodriguez Reed was sentenced to 99 years in prison for the shooting death of Ladarian Thompson. Thompson and Reed were both 16 at the time of the shooting. 90 new basic correctional officers graduated from the academy Thursday. These new officers have limited duties because they're not APOS certified. Recruitment of corrections officers has increased by 150%. This comes after recent pay raises. And two local schools are being honored as Blue Ribbon schools based on their academic performance. Prattville Christian Academy and Baldwin Magnet both received the honor. More than 9,000 schools have been honored as Blue Ribbon schools since this program started 37 years ago. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Just exhausted from the birthday festivities. Yeah. They grow up so quick, you know?
They really do. And he said he's 37. He's got to be 40, 41. He's too much of a man to be 40.
He looks great from all the IVs at infusion. another hot day today. Oh, boy.
Yay.
Broken record. Records, kids, are what we used to play. Well, that's another thing. Very hot again today with a high near 100. We had 100 yesterday. We're going to break another record. Third day in a row. 96 is the record we're going for. Yesterday, we broke a record by 11 a.m. in the morning. Ooh. 1954 is the record. A few sprinkles out there? Yeah, there will be some little showers roaming around. And consider yourself very lucky if you get one, because only 15% of the area, I think, will be affected. I got some very excited texts yesterday from some folks. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, very hot with highs in the upper 90s to near 100. We'll break a record every day through Monday, which is the end of the month. And then even the first 3 days of October, I think we're going to break record highs. I think on the first day of the fair next Friday, we may break a record high. And right now this morning, we have 82 degrees already with clear skies, calm winds, 5 minutes after 9. You like this hot weather?
No. No, I don't. Well, that's why I'm coming in early, so I can drive in and...
People were texting me.
Yeah.
Just saying, we had 9 raindrops on my windshield in Dadeville, and people are texting Emily, tell Rich that we had a shower up here and slap out.
Really?
People were going crazy. I don't know if they were taking off their clothes, but they were going crazy.
Well, hey, before I let you go, Rich, I'm just going to throw it out there. Okay. It's at 9 already. So we do a name every hour, right? We're doing this name game.
Right.
Thing.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Hayden Broom.
Hayden Broom?
These names are amazing. Hayden Broom, you are the latest name in the name game. Call 396-5477.
What type of broom again?
396-5477. Hayden Broom.
Good luck on that one, Excel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's the next name. Jay's pointing out to me the next name is going to be...
Next hour.
Oh, I know how to say it, but I'm not going to say it yet. But Hayden Broom, call 396-5477 for your chance to win a 65-inch Sony smart TV.
Woo!
With tri-luminous display, courtesy of Cohen's Electronics.
Tri-luminous display.
Thank you so much to Cohen's for doing this. This is a great promotion we got going on here. So, again, Hayden Broom, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win.
Joe, you have a sweatshirt on, so it's cool in here. But
yeah,
it's just amazing.
Oh, welcome to my life. I wear summer clothes outside, and then a certain someone, maybe the host in the morning and the afternoon, likes to keep it, you know, like 65 degrees in here.
Hanging meat.
And, you know, I don't have as much insulation.
Yep.
So, I know, and he's lost some. He's doing a good job on his diet.
Well, have a great show.
thank you, Rich. We got a lot coming up, folks. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Be right back.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The Feedlot and Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The Feedlot in Pike Road.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. You want to call into the show if you just heard the big voice say an intro? Give me a call, 272-9228. Of course, the day's news continues to revolve around the impeachment proceedings or inquiry, or maybe it's just impeachment talk without any actual teeth to it. I don't know. But that is continuing to dominate the national news headlines. But also, we had a mayoral debate last night between the two candidates that will be facing off in about a week's time, probably October 8th. They will be facing off, and their names are David Woods and Stephen Reed, if you don't know already. And David Woods will be joining this program, News and Views from 9 to noon. Well, here at about 10 o'clock, I believe. Looking forward to talking to candidate David Woods. But look at this. Already on a Friday, you know the rules, folks. The rules have not changed when it comes to a Friday. There ain't nairn or something like that. Jack Campbell should be here any moment soon. He had a, well, he's got to deal with that leg. You know about the leg, right? But we'll be getting into all the latest breaking news having to do with this new report by John Solomon. Because the official media, and by that I mean the Democrats' propaganda wing, they are, well, continuing to say there's no evidence of wrongdoing by Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. and his son Hunter Biden. No wrongdoing whatsoever. By the way, I do have to say it's to Joe Biden's credit that he didn't name another one of his sons Joseph Robinette Biden III. Just leave it alone with the Robinette middle name. But look at this. Phones are already being lit up. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Warrior King.
Warrior King. Oh, Trumpo.
Trumpo.
How you doing?
Just fine, sir. How are you?
I'm very, very good.
Okay. Where's Jack Campbell at? Jack Campbell!
He's working on his leg. He'll be here in probably like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, I guess.
Okay.
I don't keep a tracker on him. Plus, he'd take it off pretty easy.
Understand. No rules Friday.
No rules Friday. So, you know, you teased me before, Warrior King, that you were going to give out the rules to your kingdom. I don't know if today's the day, but one of these days I got to hear it.
Yeah. Anyway, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
Botswana land, when my people greeted me, they would say, Winnowizu. Did you know what they were actually saying?
Now, say that again for me. Winnowizu?
Yeah, that'll do. But you know what they were actually saying?
What?
Trompon.
Oh, wow. They could see the future.
Only I can. I was Warrior King, remember?
Oh, that's right. And you were endowed with this great insight to not only all the wisdom that came from our great ancestors, but all the wisdom that would soon follow.
I had a regiment of Ufa Sefa warriors.
Hmm.
I united the Zulu land. Shaka. All right. Joy?
Yes. I don't know where you're going with this, Charles, but I like it.
I understand. Joy, from the heart of Dixie, my brothers and my sisters, Trump on,
Charles. Appreciate it, man. Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. Again, it's Friday, so there aren't many rules at all. Let's talk to whoever this is online, too. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Thank you. Yes, my name is Ernest Claiborne. It's great to talk to you this morning.
Hello,
I just
Ernest.
Have a question.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my brother. I have a question now. This impeachment. Now, I'm not a Trump supporter by any stretch, but this is about the Joe Biden situation, or is this about the Mueller investigation? What actually is this about? Just give me some clarification.
Okay.
Because I don't like him. I want him to go anyway, but I just need to be on the right page.
This all started with a phone call between President Trump and the new president of Ukraine, President Zelensky. And it didn't really start with the call itself, but with what is now known as a whistleblower report. All this stuff is now out there. You can see a transcript of the phone call. You can see the whistleblower report. It was made public yesterday. And essentially what the whistleblower claims and what the Democratic Party, people like Adam Schiff, are running with is that Trump pressured the new president of Ukraine, Democrats' words, to dig up dirt on his political opponent, Joe Biden. However,
yes, I have heard the transcript.
Right.
I'm familiar with the transcripts of the call. But that's what this impeachment proceeding, or at least the genesis of it is the phone call?
Right, that's what they're claiming is now the reason for impeachment.
I wish somebody could help the president with his phone calls, because from when he first got in office and he took that phone call from Taiwan,
right,
which never should have happened, it's just clear this guy's lost in the sauce in terms of what's expected. Because we don't even recognize Taiwan. You know, China's got most favored trade nation status. You know, there's a one China policy. He said we were going to reevaluate it because he doesn't even know what it is. So I've heard the transcript.
I think he knows what it is. I think he wants to.
Do you think he really?
Yes.
I mean, he might know now. Do you think when he took that phone call from?
Yes,
the
I think
president
one of his
of
most.
Taiwan,
I think one of his most consistent points he's actually been making since he was running for president is his position on China. I'll give you that the president's been all over the place on a lot of different issues on China.
Right, but
pretty consistent.
I mean, do you think that? I know we're straying a little bit away from your topic, but do you think he really knew that we don't recognize Taiwan and that you never take a phone call from the president of Taiwan? Or is it a case of, you know, people aren't just going to advise him? Does he have any advisors? Is he just doing this all, you know, by his sack? You know, is he just grabbing on and saying, I'm going to make this happen? Or does he have a tangible understanding of foreign policy? Does he have any, or is he just making this up as he goes?
I think his foreign policy, and I'm speaking as somebody who did not like the W. Bush policy, hoped Barack Obama would live up to the Nobel Peace Prize he received 9 months in and, you know, continued more wars of choice. I think his foreign policy has worked out the best we've had in 20 years, to be honest. I don't like necessarily the tensions we now have with Iran, but in general, if we can get a deal with North Korea to denuclearize, if we can reevaluate our relationship with China on trade and beyond trade, I think China is the best case for our biggest geopolitical foe going forward. It doesn't mean they have to be an enemy like the old Cold War necessarily.
Well,
I think Trump's instincts.
Do you think we should change the one China policy and recognize Taiwan?
Not immediately, but we should send signals to them that we're willing to arm the Taiwanese. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we need to recognize Taiwan. I think it's been going good the way it's been going, with us having kind of shadow diplomacy with it, and we're getting a lot of goods and services from there, and we're also getting the benefits from the cheap goods from China. So I think that, you know, if we were to recognize Taiwan and alienate China, I think that the repercussions would be greater on us, and it'd impact us negatively. And I think he needs some kind of advisor for geopolitical issues that has a realistic understanding.
Well,
and
I would suggest, Ernest, that the top guy other than Trump in the White House right now is Mike Pompeo. Like, and not just as Secretary of State, but as Trump's probably the top guy whispering
in
Trump's
ear. Isn't the Secretary of State supposed to be the top guy or gal? I know we've had female secretaries of state, so
yeah, top,
you know,
diplomat, but
the top guy or gal, you know,
top diplomat. But
that's,
I mean, in some, you know,
be, right?
You know how it works, though, Ernest, in the sense that, like, John Kerry was Secretary of State for Obama for a while. But
I hate John Kerry.
But John,
look, I'm a Democrat.
Right, but John Kerry wasn't.
I voted for John Kerry. Right. I held my nose when I voted for him.
Right, and
that
John
guy,
Kerry
he
wasn't Obama's.
He could have been president, but he said if you don't have an education, you're going to wind up stuck in Iraq.
Right, John Kerry
and
was
that
terrible.
That destroyed it for him.
We agree
that
on that.
Destroyed it for him.
But the point,
you
Ernest,
know,
is so, that John Kerry wasn't Obama's top advisor, though he was Secretary of State. Pompeo looks to be Trump's top advisor, the guy who's helping Trump on all sorts of these issues. But I appreciate the call, man. We've got all the other lines lit up, and I hope you call back,
man.
Ernest.
Hit him straight.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. We're all over the place because it's Friday, folks. Jack Campbell will be here in just a moment. News and Views, 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
Yes, sir, Mr. Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. I would love to talk to y'all about a Friday privilege of an aircraft called Bat Angel.
Say that again.
The aircraft is named Bat Angel from World War II.
Bat Angel, okay.
Yes, sir. It's a love story from World War II, actually. The pilot was Lieutenant Curtis. He shot down 10 aircraft in World War II. 7 German, 1 Italian, 1 Japanese, and 1 American. And he was an American pilot.
How did you run across this story initially?
Well, yes, I ran across it just by random search, but I verified it to make sure it is correct. It's from the Pena Air and Space Museum out there in Arizona.
Yeah, and I just pulled it up now from the Southern Arizona Guide, and there's all sorts of stuff online.
Yes, sir.
It's interesting. Absolutely, that's interesting. No, I appreciate it. I was just talking to somebody off air earlier this morning about his father serving in the war. These stories always fascinate me.
Well, the U.S. aircraft shot down, his wife was on board. That was a nurse. That was their first date. He shot her down.
Well, I'll have to look into it.
yes, sir. And am I in line?
Yes. Seriously?
Well, son of a gun. I did not expect that. I thought you had a screener. I do apologize. I'd have given you more information in the beginning.
Right. But I'll look into the Bat Angel story. It's Friday. We're going crazy, man. We're having fun. No rules really allowed. We do have some programming notes. David Woods will be in studio with us, candidate for mayor, off the heels of this debate they had last night with Stephen Reed and David Woods. But no, I appreciate it. I'll look into the Bat Angel story. I'm seeing a little bit online from a quick search, but I really want to check out the veracity of the story. I'm not saying you're a liar, but I'm just saying I got to check
it
out.
Oh, yes, sir. I checked it out because I did not believe it at first,
right.
But please check it out. And I do apologize. I thought I was talking to the screener. I do apologize. I know your voice, Joy, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. And News Talk, you're on the air. Who's this? Okay. Anyway, folks, News and Views from 9 to noon. The number is 272-9228. We're having a lot of fun today. I appreciate that call from Ernest a second ago. It's good to hear from Democrats out there here in the River region. And, you know, this is what the show's all about, folks. We're going to take all sorts of views on the news. News and Views is about, obviously, my opinion, Jack's opinion, your opinion, but love all comers, and we'll try to keep it civil. I know it can get a little heated, especially in this day and age, and this is honestly my point on impeachment. It's what I was saying yesterday, and I think a lot of people agree, even people on the left, is that for this particular thing over this phone call, and now the more you read the whistleblower report, it's all hearsay. Which it means it may or may not be true, but doesn't seem that way. It seems like we've seen this show before. You know, if they had actually gotten Donald Trump on colluding with the Russian government to win the American election, it probably would have been an impeachable offense, but they got nothing on that. According to Robert Mueller's team. So they moved to obstruction, and the obstruction thing started to sort of fall apart. And so they've been trying to put all these ornaments on the impeachment Christmas tree, hoping that somehow, some way, it'll be a very merry Christmas. But I don't think they actually have it. And honestly, I think the Democrats jumped out in front of this way too quickly. In particular, I think Nancy Pelosi knows better. And when you go for impeachment, you need to be able to make a case to the other side of the aisle and move slowly. Move very, very slowly. I was just listening to Newt Gingrich last night talk about this and the mistakes he made going too quickly. In the case of Bill Clinton, there actually had independent verification. An independent counsel had shown, here's Bill Clinton guilty on seven different counts. So Gingrich felt like he had to move because you had this independent counsel saying seven different counts, this president is guilty. In the case of Donald Trump, the DOJ said, no crimes. Robert Mueller said, it's kind of up in the air. Could be obstruction. So we'll see where this goes, but I don't think this is a smart move on the part of the Democrats. The only Democrat I've seen who's said something intelligent about this lately is Tulsi Gabbard. And that's because I think she's an unconventional Democrat in many ways. So we will see going forward. But 272-9228, that is the number for this show. News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Jack will be here in just a moment. And I want to tell you folks, if you're out there still paying for your checking account, my goodness, don't. And also, if you need to get a free checking account, of course, but you also need to get a checking account that pays you. When you're lending money to a bank or a credit union, they should be giving you something back. And that's exactly what ASE Credit Union does with its Kasasa checking accounts. Don't just bank Kasasa. They have the Kasasa Cash Program. It's a free checking account, 4% APY that pays you up to 30 grand balances. You get refunds on ATM fees nationwide. They also have the Kasasa Cash Back Program. It's a free checking account. Again, free, but it also rewards you monthly. Up to 3% cash back, up to $12 a month on everyday debit card purchases, not just gas or groceries. There's no point system, just straightforward cold hard cash. So if you're not getting anything back on your current checking account, heaven forbid, if you're paying for your checking account, you need a new bank. You need a new checking account. Go check out ASE Credit Union. You can stop by one of their many locations here in the River Region, see an ASE associate in person, or you should go to their online website, which is a beautifully furnished, well-developed website, yourasecu.com. Yourasecu.com. Don't just bank Kasasa. They, of course, are federally insured by NCUA and Equal Opportunity Lender. Folks, we will be right back. More news and views from 9 to noon. I want to get into this reportage by John Solomon, because the press has been playing this game since the whole reason Donald Trump made the call to Zelensky. Well, there's a lot of reasons, but one was looking into Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's corruption. And the press for the longest time said, well, there's no proof of this. Uh-huh. Well, John Solomon has the goods. He has the documents. Very much, well, at least contradict Joe Biden's current story. We'll be right back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at CallDixie.com.
License number 15033.
You're in charge of hiring. And Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell will be here in just a moment. Also in just a moment, we're going to get into these new findings by a great reporter for The Hill, John Solomon. Also, last night was a debate between the two mayoral candidates in the runoff to be the next mayor of our dear city, Montgomery. Between Stephen Reed and David Woods. David Woods will be joining the program at 10 o'clock. So get ready. I would love to have a full board of calls, ask questions of David Woods. And I'd love to hear what folks thought about the performance of the candidates last night during the debate. It was, I don't know. I watched mostly clips furnished by WSFA. I didn't watch it in real time. Watch it this morning. I have to say, I wasn't thoroughly impressed with the format. It's not a knock against the moderators. I thought the questions were fine, but I'm always more of a fan, this is why I'm in radio, of longer form conversation instead of 1 minute, 2 minute answers and 30 second rebuttals. I just find that whole format lacking at the end of the day. But here's the good news coming out of that debate, folks. no matter who wins this runoff coming up in early October, I think there is a lot of agreement across so-called different ideologies, parties. It's a good thing that it's a nonpartisan race, at least in name, for the mayor's office. But here's the good thing. There's a lot of agreement. A lot of agreement on how we tackle crime, on how we make education an asset for Montgomery instead of a liability. And not just an asset for the city, but we'll treat it as a true calling and mission to make sure, as David Wood said last night in the debate, that education is the great equalizer. It's the great leveler. There's a reason even the limited government founders of this nation really believed in educating the populace. Because education frees individuals to pursue their self-interest. But speaking in very practical terms, if we can get the education system in this city to where it serves everybody to the best of their ability and gives them an abundance of opportunity, not just equality of opportunity, abundance of opportunity, you will see people from all over this state and, dare I say, all over this nation coming to this city, staying here in Montgomery. You know, I am partly in Montgomery. Part of the reason is because my grandfather, Ron, decided to retire here. He was Air Force for over 30 years and worked at the Civil Air Patrol for many more decades after that. Worked out at Maxwell. And it, because of his choice to retire here, this is why Montgomery is my hometown. And even back then, in the 70s and 80s, when he's raising his children here in Montgomery, there was thought about how are the public schools going. Now he still sent his children to public schools. But it is now a consideration, a real-life consideration. And I've seen it with people I know firsthand who decided I have to move into Pike Road. I have to move into Elmore County or Autauga County. So if Montgomery can get the school system together, I think that is a bigger issue than crime. And again, the good news is that there are people on both sides of the ballot, let's say, in this mayor's race who agree. At least in what they've said, they agree on many of the problems and many of the solutions for the city. Both candidates said they want to see a Montgomery for all people and be a mayor for all people. I think these things are all fantastic. Now, of course, there are practical questions. What are the means of funding, say, more police officers, giving teachers more money, or paying for more mentors? All these things we want to do always cost something. So how exactly are you going to pay for it? If you're going to change the tax system, how exactly are you going to do that? And not only just your ideal situation, but how are you going to work with the city council and with other leaders here in the city? All worthwhile questions. But again, politics is about division and drawing clear, bright lines to make a distinguishing mark from you and your opponent. Distinguish yourself. But at the end of the day, when it comes to our city, which, as far as capital cities around the nation go, is a fairly small city, we should be able to solve and tackle these problems going forward, and I have a lot of hope for Montgomery. So I'm looking forward to talking to David Woods in the 10 o'clock hour. The number is 272-9228. Call in now if you want to talk about if you watched the mayor's debate last night, what you thought. Or just remember that number, 272-9228. I would love to have a full board of calls, like I said earlier, for David Woods to field. Love to have your input, folks. That's what this show is all about. We need to hit another break here. 272-9228. Excuse me, pardon me. 272-9228. Jack Campbell will be here in just a moment. And as promised, I'm going to be getting into this John Solomon report on the fact that, well, there is actually some credibility to allegations against Joe Biden. If it wasn't clear enough, it does seem as though Joe Biden's story that he just wanted to get rid of a corrupt prosecutor in Ukraine is a bunch of bunk. It's nonsense. Some reporters should be asking some tough questions, reporters beyond John Solomon. I won't hold my breath, but that's exactly what they need to do their job. And in fact, maybe a candidate like Tulsi Gabbard, a candidate for the Democrats, will be the first to say, hey, Joe Biden, what you did was wrong. A lot of people think that's a risky thing to say if you're running to be the Democrats' nominee. But I think the first person to do it and do so forcefully will be rewarded. More to come when we come back.
Looking for the good stuff. Why don't you take that for your backstroke?
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Record heat continues for the next several days. Daily high records are in jeopardy well into next week. Meanwhile, the drought continues to worsen. Today, high temperature 98 to 100 will easily break the record of 96. Rain chances are very low, about 10% today and through the weekend, but not zero. Tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day. That takes us to the end of September. Then, for the start of October, the hot and dry pattern continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon on a Friday, where the rules were there aren't many. There are only a few. all those FCC rules, you know. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell just texted me. He'll be here momentarily. Sometimes things just don't go to plan, folks. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, David Woods will be joining the program at 10 o'clock here in about 19 shopping minutes. Let's go to the phones and talk to East of the Rockies. Hey, East, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing David. Grew up down the street from his family in Dothan. Well, it's debatable as to whether I actually grew up, but I lived down there in those days. So, a couple of questions. Number one, is Adam Schiff auditioning for Saturday Night Live after he gets out of Congress, kind of like an inversion of what's his name from Minnesota?
Oh, Al Franken?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen Schiff grope anybody or pretend grope anybody, but it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. Adam Schiff's performance, he essentially took what he said before the hearing.
Classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
And he expanded on it, and my goodness, it wasn't just a simple paraphrasing of this transcript I have in front of me. It was made up. He was editorializing and adding pure fiction to the phone call. It was ridiculous.
I was very disappointed in that. And I tell you, if they do put him on Saturday Night Live, there's no chance that I'll ever watch it again. The other question is, am I too old? Because, you know, you had a previous caller talking about Taiwan. Hmm. He seemed very worried about the president's reaction to Taiwan. But when I was a young man, I remember learning that it was called Formosa.
Oh.
So how about that? That goes back just a few years.
Just a few. No, I mean, I get it. Trump upset a long-held diplomatic tradition that you don't officially recognize Taiwan. But I think Trump, from the beginning, and he's been saying, you know, back when I was talking Oprah, you know, I don't know if I've ever run. I have a good life, Oprah. But China's beating us on trade. Like, Trump was saying this 20 years ago. And so I think Trump, and I've come to believe this is the right move. It is time to just, with clear eyes, face the reality of a rising China. And also face the fact that for a decade or two, people thought that China would get richer. China would have free market or market reforms to their economy. And as they got richer, they would become more of a democracy. And there was good reason to believe that. That's what happened with South Korea. They became richer. They became more of a democracy. It's what happened with Singapore. It's what happened with a lot of countries in Asia. And this did not happen with China. And so it is now time for the United States. It doesn't mean it has to be a classic Soviet Union Cold War sort of showdown, but it does mean that we very clearly check them and get their attention and understand, we know what you're doing and we don't like what you're doing. We're not going to go to war, but we are going to press this issue. And I think that, symbolically speaking, was a good first move to call Taiwan, take that call, and sort of to tell China, hey, there's a new sheriff in town, you better pay attention.
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. All right, well, look, I look forward to hearing Mr. Woods a little later on. You guys have a great afternoon, great weekend.
You too, East. I appreciate the call. 272-9228 if you want to get on the show, folks. So, as promised, John Solomon had a breaking news report last night, and this is now out, as of yesterday, but it's a report from The Hill. And this is just the first write-up of a cache of documents, I believe 450 pages of documents. John Solomon writes that Joe Biden now insists that, you know, when he bragged about that, when he bragged about firing the prosecutor from Ukraine.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Now, Joe Biden insists he did that. He strong-armed the Ukrainians, essentially extorted them, because he believed, like all the governments of Western Europe believed, that that official was corrupt and inept. Not because this investigator was looking into a natural gas company, Burisma Holdings, that hired Biden's son, Hunter. into a lucrative job, a very lucrative job. But there's a problem with this story Biden has been giving us, and the press has just been honoring. They haven't been digging into it at all. Hundreds of pages, John Solomon now has. Hundreds of pages of never-released memos and documents, many from inside the American legal team helping Burisma to stave off its legal troubles. These documents conflict with Joe Biden's narrative, and they raise the troubling prospect that U.S. officials may have painted a false picture in Ukraine that helped ease Burisma's legal troubles and stop prosecutors' plans to interview Hunter Biden during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Here's just one instance. One instance. Burisma's American legal representatives met with Ukrainian officials just days after Biden forced the firing of Ukraine's chief prosecutor. And these legal representatives of Burisma offered, quote, an apology for dissemination of false information by U.S. representatives and public figures, end quote. False information about Ukrainian prosecutors. This is according to the Ukrainian government's official memo of the meeting. The effort to secure that meeting began the same day the prosecutor was fired. In addition, Burisma's American legal team offered to introduce Ukrainian prosecutors to Obama administration officials to make amends, according to that same memo, as well as the American legal team's internal emails. So these memos raise some troubling questions, and they're questions that not only John Solomon or Sean Hannity or anybody on right-wing talk radio should be asking, because we've known this stuff for a while, but people in the press, professional journalists worth their salt, should be asking these questions. If the Ukraine prosecutor's firing involved only his alleged corruption and ineptitude, why did Burisma's American legal team refer to those allegations, quote, as false information? If the firing had nothing to do with the Burisma case, as Joe Biden has adamantly claimed, why would Burisma's American lawyers contact the replacement prosecutor within hours of the termination and urgently seek a meeting in Ukraine to discuss the case? Ukrainian prosecutors say they have tried and tried and tried to get this information to the U.S. Department of Justice since the summer of 2018, fearing it might be evidence of possible violations of U.S. ethics law. First, they hired a former federal prosecutor to bring the information to a U.S. attorney in New York, who they say showed no interest. Then the Ukrainians reached out to President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Which, by the way, this information being put out by John Solomon that can be backed up by actual legal documents on both sides of the pond, so to speak, from both Ukrainian sources and American sources, official documents and memos, as well as emails and text messages and all sorts of correspondence. This puts new light on now this new impeachment inquiry, which isn't even an impeachment inquiry, because Nancy Pelosi just announcing it's an impeachment inquiry isn't how you start one of these things. You actually have to go to the floor and vote. And for all the press saying, oh, they have the votes now, they have the votes now, they don't. That's why they haven't gone to the floor. They all are kind of on board with impeachment, but they're not sure what they want to impeach the president for. Which, by the way, I hope the president starts running with a meme I saw last night. I'm not orange, I'm peach. But it puts whole new light on this new impeachment inquiry. Because the whole idea is that Rudy Giuliani and President Trump Rudy went to Ukraine and he was soliciting all this dirt on Joe Biden, on Trump's political opponent. Actually, according to this reporting by John Solomon, it's been the Ukrainians since the summer of 2018 who are reaching out to Americans with all this information. So this is just the beginning. And the Democrats have stepped in it more than I even realized. Just the beginning. Go check it out for yourself, folks. Just search John Solomon on Google, John Solomon the Hill. You'll find this report. Got to hit another break here. Oh, look at that. Classy Jack Campbell is now in the house, and he's looking good today. We'll be right back, folks. 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Caravita Village is proud to be a part of the Rich Thomas Network. And like Rich, who leads the way with great weather forecasts, Caravita leads the way with great senior living. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464 and like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244. Caravita Village Senior Living invites you to board a cruise that never ends. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark and my co-host Jack Campbell is here.
How you doing?
I'm doing all
right. Sorry, I'm late. You know, I'm kind of at the mercy of people who help me in the mornings.
Right.
Well, yeah, ready. Just like, I'm still not to the fully independent stage. And we had a little problem this morning. Anyway, it's over.
Well, it's good to see you, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And I'm really mad that I missed yesterday because I listened to part of it and I thought Alva was great.
Yeah, me too.
But the whole impeachment thing had my blood boiling like full bore on Wednesday night. And I wanted to be on here so bad yesterday.
Now, I had this thought when I looked at more of the hearing yesterday mm-hmm. with Adam Schiff's committee. I had this weird thought, and actually Mark Levin echoed it later that night. Who orchestrated this? Like, you read that whistleblower complaint?
Uh-huh.
It's too well-crafted. And it's all hearsay.
It's like Brett Kavanaugh. They make this stuff out of whole make it up out of whole cloth.
Yeah.
And they're hoping that something will stick.
Right, and I said earlier, if Donald Trump had been proven by the Mueller report, I used it as my gold standard. If it had been proven by the Mueller report that Donald Trump actually colluded with the Russians, I think that would have been impeachable. And fair enough, and I think you could have convinced a lot of Republicans to go along with it if you could have actually proved it. But they didn't. Now they are looking for anything to impeach him, and now you want to impeach him over the fact that he talked to a guy who was really soliciting Trump. Zelensky was really buttering Trump up. And in fact, the Ukrainians reached out to Giuliani first. You want to, though, at the end of the day, call Donald Trump corrupt and impeachable offense because he's looking into the corruption of Joe Biden.
I mean, it's the most insane thing. And I was arguing yesterday when we taped the TV show, not on air, but I was arguing with Josh Moon. He said, oh, this is impeachable. I said, you are full of you-know-what. I said, you know, Obama makes a comment to the foreign minister of Russia saying, tell Vladimir that I'll have more flexibility after the election.
Right.
I mean, and nothing was ever said. They hardly even covered it.
Right.
He happened to be overheard. It's the only reason it got any coverage. But this is really starting to drive me insane.
It's driving me nuts, too. And, again, impeachment should not just be a regular partisan political
tool. No. When's it been? It's been done two times in history. Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton.
And Nixon, essentially. But Nixon resigned before it ever went through.
Yeah, so they never got to impeach.
And there have been other attempts in history that are lesser known. I think somebody tried to impeach Jefferson. It was like one guy. And everybody in the Congress was like, you're crazy, man.
Well, they didn't mess with Rutherford B. Hayes. No, I'm really outraged about the whole thing. And I know we got to go to a break here, top of the hour break. But I will say this. Democrats always come together in the end. But you have asses like Mitt Romney and all these other moderate Republicans who, oh, we really need to look into this. That's bull. Don't look into anything. I mean, it's a waste of taxpayer money and time and talents and resources. So stop it and shut up, Mitt Romney. Nobody cares what you think. And by the way, you're from Utah. That's a pretty conservative place. I hope they vote that sucker out in a couple of years.
I missed you,
I can't
Jack.
Stand him.
I missed you.
Now, why I voted for that SOB, I'll never know.
Man, I've really missed you.
Well, I'm mad.
Well, we got to hit this